If you missed it earlier, we were talking about this piece on CBSSports.com where Matt Norlander interviewed all the tournament coaches and their favorite bands. We have linked that article up at FoxSportsRichmond.com. Every NCAA tournament coach and their favorite band. Go check it out. See who Will Wade's got, who Tony Bennett has. John Lazer joining us, brought to you by Cowan Gates. By chance, do you know Buzz Williams' favorite musician or band?
I don't, but I know that he was very shaken up when Glenn Frey passed away from the Eagles, so I'm assuming it's someone in that genre.
How about you? If I asked you to, if I were to put you in the bracket for favorite band musician of all time, who is John Lazer's?
Favorite band musician? Ooh, that's tough. I was a big Beach Boys guy growing up, but then I realized how insane Brian Wilson was later in life. I was a Mike Love fan out of that band, I guess, nostalgic for nostalgic purposes.
Beach Boys. Going to be in our little bracket. Mark Linney was stunned to find out how big of a Jimmy Buffett fan I was. We could do like the Buffett Beach Boy bracket.
Well, yeah, because generally Jimmy Buffett people are laid back and like beach goers and, you know, parrot heads, and you're kind of the opposite of that.
It's my alter ego. Come on, you know me. I can be chill when I want to be chill. Just give me a little Captain
Morgan.
You
use more hair product in one day than most Jimmy Buffett fans do in a lifetime.
This is true. This I will not dispute one bit. This is absolutely exactly 100% accurate. He is John Lazer. He's the voice of the Hokies. Before we get to Princeton, Virginia Tech tonight at 8 o'clock, he joins us now for a little lightning round. Me first or you first?
Go ahead.
All right. Does John Lazer have a formula, trick, or philosophy when filling out his NCAA brackets?
I've tried just about everything over the years. I used to go all chalk, and my friends would give me heck because I'd usually win, because that's actually the way it generally seems to play out, unless you absolutely nail the underdog or the upset of the tournament. Then for years, I wanted to be smarter than everybody else, so I went with the upsets. Of late, I found this tip helpful, and that's to go to Sheridan's Odds, to Danny Sheridan's Odds website, and follow the odds, at least for the opening rounds, because Vegas is usually right more often than you are.
This is exactly true. Do you have a Final Four? Who's your Final Four?
North Carolina, Kansas, Michigan State, and Oklahoma, I believe, is what I came up with the first time.
Interesting.
Well, I just said that I didn't feel Virginia was going to get to the Final Four. Do you?
I don't feel it. It's one of those things you got to show me. But I will tell you, I put in my brackets here. I threw a little curveball in there. I have them in the Final Four for my brackets, but gut feel, they got to beat Michigan State. I've got to actually see them until I feel good about it. Feel good about it? No. Have I picked them? Yes, just because I'd actually like to cash in on some money in my brackets. Arnold Palmer is not hitting his ceremonial shot at the Masters. Said it's just time to move on, not doing it anymore. Jack and Gary will still hit their traditional shots at the Masters. John Lazer. Is this a tradition that should be passed, or is it done with Jack, Gary, and Arnie?
No. It should continue to be passed on. And I think we thought the same thing when Gene Sarazen couldn't do it and Byron couldn't do it. And it's turned into continuing great thing with the big three that you've mentioned right there. And you might not necessarily have the obvious names going forward or the legends of golf, but I think that the Masters will continue to do a good job of identifying who the fans and where the nostalgia would lie. So, no, I think you have to continue doing it. It's definitely sad that Arnie has reached the point that he can't do it, but unfortunately that's a fact of life. And I love the Masters, by the way. That's my absolute favorite thing of the year is watching Masters Sunday. And it's good that Arnie can still be there physically, but unfortunate that he can't hit that shot. Katie, your wife, fired up over the results of The Bachelor this week. When
yes.
She gets angry and marches around the house like that, are you nervous because she's that mad, or are you somewhat excited because she's, and I'm doing the air quotes, fired up?
I'm telling you, man, I saw a different side of her. You've known her since we started dating.
That's why I was
a little wigged
question.
Out the other night. I saw, like, grumble, angry Katie. I did not know. Like, she was all kind of fired up. She was, like, more nervous and jittery about Ben's decision than she was the day of our wedding.
Renee is standing behind me, by the way, in our kitchen, just furious that I asked that question right now. She's shaking her head and holding a knife.
Hi, Renee. Next. Harrison Ford, Steven Spielberg announcing yesterday they're teaming up for Indiana Jones 5. Give me one movie character you'd love to see resurrected on the big screen.
I would love to see another Back to the Future. where the future is just becoming a apocalyptic mess. And I've always been a huge Michael J. Fox fan. So I'd love to see him have the physical ability to come back and make that movie. But Indiana Jones 5, really? Can we just let it go at this point?
This is what Hollywood does. We do nothing original anymore.
I know. It's just an indictment on the entire process. But I'll see it, just like Fast and the Furious 7. And then they lured me back in with Paul Walker's untimely death. And then I actually felt decent about going to see it.
One more.
I asked you this before, and I'll ask you this again as it draws near. How will you survive in Trump America?
And I will answer the same way as before. John Lazor, ladies and gentlemen, the voice of the Hokies. Have a great call tonight. Looking forward to this one.
All right, buddy.
See you, bud. John Lazor, the voice of the Hokies, brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff. There for you in any case. Wills and trust, legal questions, answers. Speaking of my wife, Katie, did our will. Cowan Gates, CowanGates.com. Thanks to Lays. Don't miss it. Coming up at 8:20. We're going to tell you who wins the NCAA tournament. So get your brackets ready. Yes, you're going to find out here before they play two more games tonight. You're going to find out who wins the entire thing. So get your brackets ready. Don't go anywhere.
Can't wait.
Wes McElroy, Fox Sports 910.